This is Lucius Trust. The Lucius Trust is a non-for-profit service organization incorporated in the United States in 1922. And their objective, from Lucius Trust website, dedicated to the establishment of a new and better way of life for everyone in the world based on the fulfillment of the divine plan for humanity. The divine plan. A new way of life. Like a new world system. Like a new order. Now, you want to see who they work for? The Lucius Trust has consultative status with the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations. The United Nations, the UN. They consult the United Nations of the world. They advise the United Nations of the world. Now, look at this. The Lucius Trust's publishing company was founded in the early 1920s as Lucifer Publishing Company. The Lucius Trust says that the name was probably chosen to honor Lucifer. What on earth does a modern day consultant to the most powerful and progressive force engaged in uniting all nations under one banner, the UN, have to do with the fallen angel of the Holy Bible? The one that Jesus Christ told us would manifest on earth as a world ruler to deceive the whole world into a new world system. Yes, that angel. Why on earth would they honor that angel? Well, that's easy. They were founded by Freemasons. Incorporated into the United States by Alice Bailey and her husband, Foster. Well, here's a book written by Foster the Freemason, The Spirit of Freemasonry, published by Lucius Press, also known as Lucifer Publishing. One last thing. If you dig a little, you'll find an article on their website, The Esoteric Meaning of Lucifer.
Alice Bailey, who founded the Lucius Trust, which is the publishing house which prints and disseminates United Nations material. This connection shows the New Age and pagan nature of the UN and the New World Order. Lucius Trust was established in 1922 as Lucifer Trust by Alice Bailey, which disseminates the books of Bailey and Helena Blavatsky. Bailey changed the name to Lucius Trust because Lucifer Trust revealed the true nature of the New Age movement too clearly. Lucius Trust is sponsored by, among others, Robert McNamara, former Minister of Defense in the USA, President of the World Bank, and member of the Rockefeller Foundation, and Thomas Watson of IBM, former Ambassador to Moscow. Lucius Trust's sponsors, among others, are the following organizations: the UN, Greenpeace International, Greenpeace USA, Amnesty International, and the UNICEF.
Inside UN headquarters is an ominous meditation room. The custodian of the meditation room is Lucius Trust Company. At one time, the Lucius Trust was located at 666 United Nations Plaza and was formally named Lucifer Publishing Company. The Rockefeller-funded UN meditation room is 33 feet long and 18 feet wide. 18 feet is 6 plus 6 plus 6. The small, dimly lit, windowless room was built in the shape of a pyramid that is laying on its side. At the center of the room is a 4-foot-high, black, casket-shaped stone slab which weighs 6.5 tons and is extremely magnetic and rests on a concrete pillar. The pillar descends beneath the floor into the bedrock and taps into the Earth's hyperdimensional energies to induce a state of altered consciousness.
Through the simplicity of this place, people with many faiths can meet here. The light spot hits the surface of the rock as a symbol of how the light of the sky gives life to Earth in which we stand. The stone in the middle of the room, you may see it as an altar. Empty, not because there is no god, but because it's an altar to an unknown god, who man worships in many names and different forms. The block of iron ore weighs about 6.5 tons, and it's a reminder of the endurance and faith in which human endeavor must be based.
The objectives of this organization, Lucius Trust, have been codified and embodied in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights and in the United Nations Charter. Alice A. Bailey, the founder of the cult organization Lucius Trust, developed 10 strategies to establish a new world order.
Not far from the meditation room is the United Nations Security Council chamber. This is the emergency room of the UN, where the world leaders meet when there is a threat to peace. They decide the fate of nations. Notice the giant mural that towers over the Security Council room. The central focus of the UN mural is the phoenix bird that has risen. The phoenix bird is a symbol of Lucifer. Egyptians believed that the phoenix symbolized a god who rose to heaven in the form of a morning star like Lucifer after his fire immolation of death and rebirth. Notice that the phoenix bird is not standing above his own ashes. He is standing above his old skin. Like a snake, he has shed his old skin and is revealing himself as God at the center of the mural. At the top left, there is a church steeple without a cross. The missing cross symbolizes the death of Christianity. Below, a woman receives the rays of the sun god, while the man in front of her plays Pan's flute. To their right are two pyramid symbols and people joined together by a long blue serpent-like claw. Below the risen phoenix, a sword is driven through a dragon beast. This represents the killing of old beliefs and religions that depicted Lucifer as a beast. The New World religion worships him as beautiful. Behind the phoenix, the ghostly figures of the walking dead are stepping into a void. They symbolize depopulation. On the right panel, the pale horse from the Book of Revelation is the bringer of death to humanity through weapons, hunger, and disease. The man is releasing him. The chained black man represents slavery, while the top panel of the mural shows a technologically advanced white race who control industry, art, and science. In this post-apocalyptic mural, the military man standing on the tail of the beast represents worldwide military power. He tips his helmet to the elite, who are climbing out from underground cities where they safely hid from the apocalypse. On the right side of the top panel, a reptilian green creature with scaly skin is dancing with a naked woman while musicians entertain him.
There's a vaccination study involving kids as young as 6 months old. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, just little babies, Enrique. Good morning. 144 kids, 11 and younger, are now participating in Pfizer's clinical trial. It will eventually enroll more than 4,500 children with the goal of applying for emergency use authorization for kids' vaccines by the fall.
We must not only get immunization back on track, but do better than before.
We must ensure that everybody everywhere can be vaccinated as soon as possible.
Guterres called for a global vaccination plan to bring together those with resources to guarantee equitable distribution. He also urged global economic powers in the Group of 20 to build a special task force to lay out plans and implement them.
This is Saturn. It's worshipping the planet Saturn.
This group took the teachings or the philosophies or the principles of Saturn worshiping and applied it to Satanism, which is kind of like, you know, Saturn, Satan, we got, you know, Santa, whatever. We got all these words that kind of start moving letters around and they mean different things. Is it possible that they took the beliefs of Saturn worshiping, put it on Satanism and go, oh, Satan, look, he's the bad guy. Don't look over here to this black cube that's like you find in all these religions.
Well, that's exactly it. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, I hate to kind of using this as an example, but, you know, you look at the Muslim religion. I mean, why, you know, again, I'm just kind of bringing this up. Why are they walking around a black cube in the center? You know, they're like worshiping a cube. You also think about going back to like the Jewish, not, they're not the rabbis, but like the Zionist Jewish priest things. They have a black cube that's like, well, right,
they,
on their head.
They put one on their arm too. Yeah. Right? Specific,
you know,
time.
So it's just like there's all the, and then also you think about it, when we graduate from college or from schools, we wear a square on our head. We are literally students of Saturn.
One last thing, if you dig a little, you'll find an article on their website, The Esoteric Meaning of Lucifer, on a modern company website with consultative powers to the United Nations of all things. Wow, I really hope you're seeing this. In the article, it states that the Baileys had enormous respect for H.P. Blavatsky, who stated in her renowned occult book, The Secret Doctrine, on page 245, in a chapter called Holy Satan, it is Satan who is the god of our planet and the only god. Then the article goes on to say that the Baileys sought to elicit a deeper understanding of the sacrifice made by Lucifer. Everything has been reversed. Evil is good, Jesus is the enemy, and Lucifer sacrificed himself for you, not Jesus Christ, the one who washed the feet of his disciples and the only one they fear. Modern progressive atheists do not influence world events people. Satanists do. Remember the goal of the Lucius Trust? The fulfillment of the divine plan for humanity. Yeah, the divine plan exposed by Jesus Christ in the Gospels. Hence their war on the Bible and the abolition of it from the school system and even from modern Christian churches who dare not preach from the book of Revelation. Your most highly evolved and contemporary leaders of society secretly believe that in the theosophical perspective, the descent of these solar angels was not a fall into sin or disgrace, but rather an act of great sacrifice. They believe in the fallen angels and their revolt against God, as revealed in the Bible, led by the devil, the chief commander of Freemason Bob Dylan, remember? These people make contact with these fallen angels with the royal art of Freemasonry called witchcraft.
Hey everyone, there is a story that I want to share with you. In my early 20s, I started to meditate with the meditations of Roy Michael Martina. This resulted in an awakening of my Kundalini and a former awakening process. But then I ended up with people from the Lucius Trust, and in fact, I learned through all their teachings that it in fact a little bit Satanism disguised as Christian teachings. As Gabriel would say, I'm not buying all that mystery. And I learned that there is deeply Satanism involved in that Lucius Trust. They praise Lucifer, not Michael, not Gabriel, not God, but Lucifer. And it's strange that they have a part to play in the United Nations, who also seems to praise Lucifer. So, from my own experiences, this caused a lot of trauma, dissociation, and even in the past, demonic possession.
Lady Gaga and my friend Hugh Evans, the founder and CEO of Global Citizen. It's now my great pleasure to invite Lady Gaga and Hugh Evans to say more about this very special event, One World.
Who's that? Dr. Tedros. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone who's listening and watching. I would like to thank the World Health Organization and the United Nations, as well as Global Citizen.
Our next question is by Marina Abramovic in New York.
I was just speaking about her today. I am obsessed with this woman. She is so incredible.
Her question for you is, it's quite abstract. Who creates limits?
We do. We create our own limits. She is a limitless human being. She is so incredible. I went to go see her exhibit at MoMA. She is such an incredible piece of art in herself. And she is limitless. She is limitless in every way that I can even, in my limit, Raiden brain. That I do not possess the limitless brain that she does.
Oh God, we can't get, you know, the frequency's weird and, you know, it's sounding a little bit strange. And I'm like, if you don't get this right now, I swear to Lucifer, I'm gonna, you know, I get a little bit mad.
Do you have the kitchen on the bus you cook?
And we gotta take care of each other. So if you see somebody that's hurting, don't look away. And if you're hurting, even though it might be hard, try to find that bravery within yourself to dive deep and go tell somebody and take them up in your head with you. I love you. Thank you so much to the Grammys. Thank you.
That's Lady Gaga, of course, addressing the importance of reaching out for help at the Grammy Awards. The superstar has spoken openly about dealing with mental illness, including depression, anxiety, and PTSD.
Her mother, Cynthia Germanotta, who looks just like her, rather Gaga looks like her mom, joins us now to talk about the impact of mental illness on family and friends. Germanotta teamed up with her daughter, who she calls Stephanie, that's her name, also known as Lady Gaga to the rest of us, to create the Born This Way Foundation. It works to educate people about mental and emotional wellness. Cynthia Germanotta, thank you for joining us.
Welcome.
We're very glad
you're
here.
Thank you for having me. Because I'm so inspired by you focusing on this.
Oh,
thank you.
We're delighted to do this. You know, Gaga has talked very openly about it. And you said, you know, when she was a kid, you always knew she was unique. When did it go from unique to Houston, we have a problem at your house?
Well, yeah.
Lucas Trust. Okay, this is the president here, Christine Morgan. She is the president, and here she is again, the dynamic power of the goodwill. She is the president, and she did a whole thing here on the sound of the divine feminine principle. You can look it up on the website. It's there. What is the divine feminine? Okay, rarely understood. The feminine energy channel represents life itself. It is a world of complex energies. We can rely on the principle of yin and yang to build our map, navigate decisions based on personality, and formulate a hopeful future of balance. However, misunderstanding the dynamics of the sexual energy channels of masculine and feminine create havoc in our lives and cause confusion beyond control. So see, this is the divine feminine, okay? And this is the picture from the top of it, Mother Earth. Oh, divine feminine. See the connections? And here we go, the divine feminine symbol. Masculine symbols represents throughout all ancient mythologies tend to overshadow the feminine. Such symbols as the sun, energy, light, wisdom, the great father, order, the sky, the sun, the structure, are somehow dominant in the mind of melodic, whatever that word is, individuals, not seeing that the balance of power lies in both energies. Okay, guys. This is feminism, right? The divine feminine revival. Here's a little sign here, some symbolism. Okay? You are the goddess rising. You know, remember in the 60s, they want to, you know, push that feminism. And here we have an Egypt symbolism of feminism. Mother Earth, right? The goddess. Here we have Beyonce. Remember when she did that? Oh, Mother Earth, the goddess. And she did all that thing with her arms and the dancing. I don't remember if it was on the V&A Awards or whatever it was. And then you have a Grande, God is a woman. No, God is not a woman, okay? And then here you have the Kashi or whatever this is, statue. To me, that looks a lot like the statue that is at CERN. Shiva, I believe it is. If you go ahead and look it up, this is the one that is at CERN. And this is Shiva, okay? See all the eight arms there and the dancing. And I don't really know anything about these goddesses or gods. Never got into that. But this is Shiva. I think this is some kind of Hinduism, to be honest. I really don't know. But this Kali or whatever and Shiva, to me, look like the same god. But, you know, what do I really know? This Kali, Hindu goddess, is an eight-armed spider-like. Okay? But did you notice the tongue? See how the tongue is coming out like that? And it's got the arms. Now, when you go back to Beyonce, you know, she did that whole kind of dancing thing, if you guys remember. And then, again, there's the tongue. And to me, I don't know about you guys, but it looks very demonic. So you have to go back to this Lucas Trust. What are they doing here? And who sticks their tongue out all the time? Hollywood. Hollywood. They're always sticking their tongue out like that. So, I mean, does this go together? I don't know. There's a couple of singers there sticking their tongue out. Okay? There's Beyonce. And all that evil dancing and everything she does. I mean, what are they doing on that stage? Are they doing some kind of worshiping, you know? There's Cardi B sticking her tongue out. Just like those Hindu gods. Rihanna, there she is with an award. Probably giving praise to her god. And there's Miley Cyrus. She's always sticking her tongue out.
It stands 50 feet tall, weighs 14,000 tons, and yet it's meant to detect the tiniest particles in the universe. Detectors like CMS, like this one, can only be found in one place, the largest scientific facility on Earth. Why do you build this along with an underground tunnel 27 kilometers around and powerful superconducting magnets? Why do you accelerate particles so small we could never see them with a microscope, close to the speed of light, and smash them together? What even is a particle? What exactly are these detectors for, and what is it like to work at and visit the most expensive scientific experiment in history, CERN?
A spectacle for something truly spectacular. Switzerland and much of Europe are celebrating the official opening of the world's longest and deepest rail tunnel. The 35-mile Gotthard-based tunnel snaking through the Alps to provide a high-speed link between northern and southern Europe, as deep as 2.3 kilometres below the surface. Starting at Rotterdam in the Netherlands and stretching all the way to Genoa in Italy, officials say the line will revolutionise European freight transport. Passengers, including some of the world's most powerful politicians, will be benefiting too. Some journeys that used to take days, now possible in as little as 17 minutes. And when full service begins in December, travellers will see the time it takes for them to get from Zurich to Milan cut by nearly 3 hours. While the $12 billion project has been praised for finishing on time and within budget,
when Elias Brotberger goes to work, he doesn't need ID. And he doesn't need money. In fact, much of what he needs to get through the day is hidden right there, just below the surface, in his hand.
Like touch it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, weird. Yeah, it's like a grain of rice.
Yeah, a grain of rice.
Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Yeah, it's all in the chip, so I use it like to get around the building.
Buy snacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's buy some snacks. So I can't open it.
No.
Okay.
So what I need to do is I need to first blip my chip, and it will log me in, and from there I get access to the fridge.
Popular TV shows like Black Mirror have imagined chips as part of a dystopian future.
Install ingrain procedure with local anesthetic, and you're good to go.
In Sweden, the microchips are already here.
The microchip implants use the same technology that's in contactless credit cards,
which have made cash pretty much obsolete in Sweden.
No cash.
At this tech fair, a chipping event for those on the cutting edge, merging their hands with this new technology.
I thought it would be fun, right?
The process is simple and swift. A pinch of the skin, and in a matter of seconds, the chip is inserted. The transformation is complete. As for the pain...
I barely felt it.
Has nobody not told you, Brian, that you've got this kind of gleeful preoccupation with the future? I wouldn't even mind, but you don't even have a fucking future. I don't have a future. Nobody has a future. The party's over. Take a look around you, man. It's all breaking up. Are you not familiar with the book of Revelations of St. John, the final book of the Bible, prophesying the apocalypse?
Yes, as it happens, I'm familiar with all the books of the Bible.
I'm very happy for you. He forced everyone to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one shall be able to buy or sell unless he has the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name, and the number of the beast is 666.
I know about it.
Great.
I know about Nostradamus. Nostradamus talked about three brothers. Now, did he mean the Kennedy brothers, or was he talking about three bits of the Soviet Union? You see, you just can't tell.
Fuck Nostradamus. I'm not talking about Nostradamus, a mothership and a Russell Grant, a mystic fucking Meg. I'm talking about the holy fucking book. What can such a specific prophecy mean? What is the mark? Well, the mark, Brian, is the barcode, the ubiquitous barcode that you'll find on every bog roll and every packet of Johnny's and every poxy pork pie. And every fucking barcode is divided into two parts by three markers. And those three markers are always represented by the number 6666. Now, what does it say? No one shall be able to buy or sell without that mark. And now, what they're planning to do in order to eradicate all credit card fraud and in order to precipitate a totally cashless society, what they're planning to do, what they've already tested on the American troops, they're going to subcutaneously laser tattoo that mark onto your right hand or onto your forehead. They're going to replace plastic with flesh. Fact. In the same book of Revelations, when the seven seals are broken open on the day of judgment and the seven angels blow the trumpets, when the third angel blows her bugle, wormwood will fall from the sky. Wormwood will poison a third part of all the waters and a third part of all the land, and many, many, many people will die. Now, do you know what the Russian translation for wormwood is?
No.
Chernobyl. Fact. On August the 18th, 1999, the planets of our solar system are going to line up into the shape of a cross.
I don't believe in astrology.
I'm not talking about astrology, I'm talking about astronomy. They're going to line up in the fixed signs of Aquarius, Leo, Taurus and Scorpio, which just happen to correspond to the four beasts of the apocalypse as mentioned in the book of Daniel. Another fact. Do you want me to go on? The end of the world is nigh, Bride. The game is up. All right, I'm not saying that life will end or the world will end or the universe will cease to exist, but man will cease to exist. Just like the dinosaurs passed into extinction, the same thing will happen to us.
I'm not going to cease to exist. I'm going to be here in the future.